Thank you for using this Soul Care Research product. We do hope it helps you. Before we begin, we'd like to mention that this product has been developed for your private use, not within a group setting, nor as a substitute for meeting with your Christian counselor. Products received from anywhere other than a Soul Care Research licensed counselor are illegal copies. This is considered stealing and illegal by the laws of man and unjust by the laws of God, as stated in the Sixth Commandment found in Exodus chapter 20, "You shall not steal." Stealing this product harms our financial means to take care of our families and our ability to give to the work of God. Please don't do it. Thank you. Your session uses our FaithWorks method of personal encounter with God. We call it PRAY. The word PRAY is an acronym for some of the sections that follow. P represents praise, R represents review, A represents ask, and Y represents yield. This portion of your encounter is then followed by a period of meditation and renewal. You'll be guided step by step throughout the entire time. You'll receive the best experience by remaining calm, in a comfortable position, undistracted, and breathing deeply. This will help you to rest well and arise refreshed. Now relax and be renewed in your experience with God. Part 1. Praise. The Bible teaches us that God is all-sufficient. He is omnipotent, all-powerful, omniscient, all-knowing, and omnipresent, everywhere at once. Simply put, God does not need anything. That includes our praise to Him. He doesn't tell us to offer praise because He needs it. He tells us to offer praise because praise refocuses us on Him, and He knows that is what we really need. Praise transforms us. Psalm 150, as well as many other places in the Bible, tell us to praise God, not only because He is worthy of all praise, but also because it is an act of submission to Him, and it helps us remember that He is able to meet our every need. The following is one way that you might praise Him while you are yet still in the midst of your difficulties. Following that, you'll have the opportunity to offer praise to God in your own words. Father, I know that the harm done to me as a child was not what You wanted. But I live in a world where people do things, terrible things, outside of what Your word tells us on how we should live and treat others. People make very bad choices, and others suffer. I have suffered, Lord. Yet, I will choose to praise You now, because I know You have been touched by my pain, and You desire me to be whole in spirit and emotion. And Your word says You are close to those who are brokenhearted. I praise You, Father, that You never abandon me. You never cast me away. You don't use me. You don't abuse me. You love me. No matter what, You love me. Your word declares that You deliver me because You delight in me. I will tell my soul to be quiet and to give all my cares, concerns, pain, and sufferings to You because You have asked for them. I praise You, Father. Amen. Now, as the music continues, in your own words, offer praise to God. If you finish before the background music completes, simply remain relaxed. In a few moments, we will continue to the next step of our encounter. You should begin offering praise to God now. Review. Because we can deceive ourselves, deny our part in wrongdoing, or even forget our offenses to God, we need to submit to the Holy Spirit's examination of our own soul. David in Psalm 139 asked the Lord to search his heart, and John 16 tells us that the Holy Spirit will guide us to truth. The following is an example of how you might ask Him to guide you in the review of your thoughts, words, and actions. Afterward, you'll have a chance to ask the Holy Spirit yourself.
Holy Spirit, please search my heart. Help me now to review my thoughts, my words and actions. Show me if there is anything I have done or not done, anything I have said, anything I have thought that would not allow me to overcome this suffering. Lord, have I truly forgiven? Am I really ready to move past the past? Guide me now, Holy Spirit, and help me to do as I should, according to your word, not according to my feelings, my emotions, or even just what I think, but according to your word. If there is anything that I need to correct, Lord, help me to see that and to do it. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
For the next few moments, the music will continue, and you should ask the Holy Spirit to search you. If He brings any sin to mind, then offer Him repentance, and do accept that the Lord has forgiven you. If you finish before the background music is over, continue to rest. You should ask the Holy Spirit to search you now.
Thank you.
3. Ask. It is right to ask God for the help you need. Matthew 21 and Luke 11 are just a couple of the multiple instances when Jesus himself encouraged us to ask as we have need. And in John chapter 17, Jesus prayed for his own disciples, asking his Father to help them. Remember that many of us, as imperfect parents, do our best to take care of our children. But the Lord is a perfect parent. He knows exactly all your needs and is the only one able to completely meet every need you will ever have. Here is just one way of asking God for his help, and in just a moment, you'll have the opportunity to ask him in your own words.
Jesus, I'm asking you to help me. As a child, I was taken advantage of. I guess maybe I've hoped the memories would just disappear. But I know that's impossible. Instead, Lord, please release me from the grip of those memories. I don't want to believe things about myself that are not true. I want to believe only what your word says. And it says you love me. And those things that happened were not my fault. But my life now does not have to be ruled by those things. The only thing I must do now is learn how to move forward according to your word. Jesus, I know there are certain symptoms people can suffer in adulthood that originate from sexual abuse in childhood. Lord, if any of these symptoms overcome me, I'm asking you to please remove these things and prevent them from constantly hurting me. Jesus, please deliver me now and in the future from any fear, confusion, denial, anxiety, sleep issues, phobias, nervousness, depression, sexual dysfunction, flashbacks, disbelief, substance abuse, alienation, even suicidal thoughts or behavior. Set me free, Lord. Please help me to find good support and guidance, to grieve fully, to trust you, and to be patient. Amen.
As the music continues, ask the Lord for his help and know that he enjoys taking care of you. If you finish before the background music completes, remain relaxed. In a few moments, we will continue to our next step. You should begin now by asking God for his help with your needs.
Thank you.
Part 4. Yield. This is your opportunity to yield to the Lord your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. Psalms 95 and 107 are just two of many portions of the Bible where we are told to give thanks to our God. Proverbs chapter 3 teaches us to trust Him with all our heart, and John chapter 14 tells us that if we love the Lord, we will be obedient to Him. Here is a prayer of gratitude, trust, and obedience. After that, you'll have the chance to do this yourself.
Lord, thank You for being my deliverer, my redeemer. I put myself into Your hands, Lord. I know that I must forgive those who have hurt me so terribly. And that's hard, God. I admit, I may not even want to, but I know You are able to help me, and You will if I decide that I will obey You in forgiveness. Just please be patient with me, Lord. And thank You, Jesus, for showing me true forgiveness. You did not deserve to be on that cross. Mankind did all those terrible things to You, and all You ever did was good. Even still, You ask the Father to forgive those people. Help me to be like that. I trust You that You will help me to forgive and to heal from the pain of the past. I will be obedient to willfully put it all down and follow after You, my Savior, my Redeemer. You have saved me to live eternally with You, but also to live in peace now. You have redeemed me from being captured and held by my own sins. You redeemed me from my past. And I thank You for that, Lord. Thank You for loving me, God. Amen.
For the next few minutes, yield to the Lord your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. If you are done before the music finishes, remain relaxed. In a little while, we will begin the meditation portion of our encounter with God. Part 5. Meditation. In a moment, we will repeat portions of Scripture to allow you time to listen, meditate, and absorb the comfort of God's Word. This will also help you to remember God's thoughts about your particular area of struggle. In an effort to help the greatest number of people in a general listening audience,
This reading is a paraphrased blend of 7 respected translations and 2 accepted paraphrases of the Holy Bible. Now relax again and let the Word of God strengthen you. The passages are Romans chapter 12, verses 19 through 31, Revelation chapter 2, verse 23b, and Psalm 40, verses 1 through 3. My friend, you shouldn't try to get even. No revenge. Leave this up to God to show His anger. Because God is the only one who may. Because He said in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 35, I am the one who judges people. I will pay them back. So do just the opposite. The Bible says, if your enemies are hungry, give them food to eat. If they're thirsty, give them something to drink. By doing those things, you'll pile burning coals on their heads. Don't give in and let evil overcome you. Instead, you should overcome evil by doing good. I will pay back each of you for what you have done. I was patient while I waited for the Lord. He turned to me and He heard my cry for help. I was sliding and tumbling down toward the pit of death. But He pulled me out. He saved me and brought me up and out of that mud and dirt. He set my feet down on a rock and He gave me a firm place now to stand. The Lord gave me a new song to sing.
Part 6. Renewal. During this time you have praised, reviewed, and repented if necessary. You've asked and you have yielded to God your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. And you have meditated on Scripture as well. All of the things you have done are commands God has given us in Scripture. He doesn't command us because He somehow enjoys giving orders. He gives these commands out of His love for us. Because He knows that when we follow His commands, it results in our own good, and He does want good for you. You should take some encouragement now that in this time you have been faithful and obedient to the Lord. Also, we'd like to suggest that you memorize one of the portions of Scripture used in this session, or another verse you find helpful for your particular area of difficulty. The music will continue now. It is similar to what you would hear as a soundtrack to a movie. So during this time, you may want to imagine yourself in a favorite scene from the Bible, such as when Jesus fed the 5,000, or when He welcomed the little children when they came to Him, or perhaps sitting at His feet on a hillside as He teaches the disciples. In addition, or as an alternative, you can use this time to express to God in your own way your love for Him. When you've finished, spend the remaining time by simply resting in the Lord's presence. And remember, Jesus said in Matthew 28:19, I will be with you always. May the Lord bless you.
Bigger than the mountains, stronger than the lions.